Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
I'll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the road. We're at Trust Care Clinic in Laurel, Mississippi, Highway 15, and we are happy to be here as we do another hour of Super Talk Eagle Hour sports talk on the radio network known as Super Talk Mississippi. Glad to be with you this afternoon. We're going to be talking to Kristen South. She's the Vice President of Clinical Operations for Trust Care. She's going to be with us in and out throughout the show. The very famous Luke Johnson is going to be joining us a little later in the program as well. But first, we want to go to New Orleans. That's where Dema Mixon is at. Sunbelt Media Days down in the Crescent City. And Dema, Western Division teams on the line today. Give us a feel for the atmosphere down there in the Big Easy.
Yeah, it's been good. Got here really early this morning, and I've talked to several of the coaches in the Western Division so far. I had the privilege of speaking with South Alabama head coach, ULM head coach, Texas State head coach so far. And then I have the rest of the slate this afternoon. And then I talked with Ty Mims, Jaleel Clemens from Southern Miss. So a lot of good stuff. And here in about 20 minutes or so, Southern Miss is actually going to be taking the main stage here in about 15, 20 minutes. So that'll be really exciting to see that. And it's been good. A lot of interviews being conducted, a lot of people running around, and good food, too.
All right, so yesterday we heard it was all about Appalachian State, Western side. What's the consensus? Who's the guy to knock off on the West?
I would say definitely Texas State's the top dog. It's kind of the theme. You know, they bring in so much back on 17 returning starters. And then so you have all that production back, and they add Jordan McLeod in the transfer portal, and just a really unbelievable talent that they were able to give. And I actually asked Coach Kenny, and I said, you know, you hear the expectations. How do you, you know, kind of channel that out and just go play football? And he said, we actually embrace those expectations. We, you know, he even said on the main stage, like, we're honored to be selected number one. You know, it doesn't really mean anything because the ball has been put on a turf, but they do handle it differently, I think, than a lot of other teams where they would just say, oh, preseason polls don't matter. It was interesting to hear that the Bobcats thought that they were embracing that, quote-unquote, we're the ones to get beat role.
Yeah, but the expectations go along with that. You know, you'll get everybody's best shot considering they're at the top of the heap. But, Dema, yesterday the coaches, the common thread was that anybody that can possibly pick the way that this league or any other league comes out in the new climate of college football is crazy because of the number of new players. Yesterday in the East, the minimum number of new players, any of the teams on the East, were 44 players through transfer portal. So how can you possibly pick number one, right?
Yeah, I know, and I was actually – I had the privilege of speaking with ULM head coach. And, you know, they're picked last in the conference. They're picked, you know, one of the lower teams in all of college football. You know, they added 75 new players on their roster, which is an insane number. And he was going through this lineup – I'm thinking baseball, but his roster, his depth chart, and said to me that – you know, they're looking to a lot of areas that are just completely new. It's not even the same team, even remotely close, that played Southern Miss last year. So a team like that, you know, people doubting because they're thinking of the team last year, but it's, you know, a 95% new team, new coach, new vision. So, anything could happen. It's that kind of league.
Theme of the coaches couldn't like that, could they? Have you found a coach that says he likes having 75 new players on his roster?
I haven't. The only thing I could compare it to is when I talked again to Coach Kenny at Texas State, just proud that he was able to retain his roster where he didn't have to go and find 75 new players. You know, he only had to go find one, and it was a pretty good one in Jordan McLeod.
Yeah. Now, I know, Demas, this morning the keynote speaker was the head of officials for the Sun Belt. And in his address to the media, was there anything that stood out in particular that, that fans should be looking for as far as rule changes this year, Co?
Yeah, so, you know, the, one of the biggest rule changes is now that football, college football, will be able to use tablets on the sidelines to look at the plays, similar to what they do in the NFL. And he was saying that in the NFL, you know, they, and I actually didn't know this, they're actually only looking at still shots, so just pictures. It's not video. And in college football, they're going to allow video. So you haven't actually watched the plays on the sideline on those tablets. They just can't have any analytics or, like, any, you know, speed breakdowns or anything like that.
Damon, have you run into Coach Hall? I know he's coming on at 1:30.
Yeah, I've seen him several times. We've conversed several times.
He's still speaking to you. He's still speaking to you after predicting four wins for the season. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a little awkward at first, I will say. But, yeah, he's still speaking to me. And I have a nice one-on-one interview with him later today. So that should be full of fun.
Oh, that's
thanks
a big
to y'all, too.
What do we expect to hear from Coach Hall? I'll say this with all due respect for all the coaches. Is it just coach talk, Dima, or do you really get something out of what these coaches have to say?
I'd say for the main stage, it's definitely kind of just coaching talk, you know, general things about the team. But for, you know, when you get to those personal one-on-one interviews with these coaches, you can kind of dive into more of who they like in their team, who they're looking for. And that's what I want to do with Coach Hall. I really want to, you know, the main stage is what it is. But when I can have that one-on-one with him later today, kind of just diving into really his strengths, what he thinks the strengths of this team, because, you know, we haven't spoken to him since we spoke to him after everything happened with MJ Daniels. And then, and before that, we hadn't spoken to him since the end of spring. So really the first chance, and especially we get to talk to him about all the new transfers they added this summer. So it'll be a good conversation for sure.
I know Kelly reported yesterday when he was down there that the air was that the East is the superior league, and that's where the best teams are. I'm going to guess the guys from the West are not totally buying that narrative.
No, and a good reason for that is just because of the strength at the top here of Texas State. And then, you know, all these other teams where you just don't really know how good they're going to be with, such as South Alabama, Troy, Arkansas State, or even Southern Miss. You know, all these teams that still just a lot of question marks, but, I mean, do I think that those teams can go and beat, I don't know, Old Dominion? Yes. So, you know, I think it's very even. But the top dog, App State, Texas State, you know, it is what it is.
Dima, have you gotten to talk to Butch Jones yet, the head coach at Arkansas State?
I have not. I will speak to him around 3 today. So,
yeah, because I'd be interested to get your view on him, because that's the team besides Texas State. I think Arkansas State
is dark horse. You think?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are thinking that Arkansas State might be able to.
I think so too, Kelly. You're right. Yep.
This is going to be the best team Butch Jones has had. Also, one of the common themes yesterday we heard was coaches talking about, and I'm putting air quotes around culture, building a culture, recruiting guys that will fit our culture. If I heard that once, I heard it 100 times yesterday. Are you getting that today too?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is about building our program, building our culture. Because, again, you have, you know, three new head coaches in the West, and they're trying to build their programs back, especially in the case of ULM. And so it would be interesting to see how that works out.
I'm still not necessarily buying Troy and South Al because of coaching changes, regardless of how many people they have coming back. Is there anything that you heard that might change my opinion on that, Dima?
No, I'm the same way. I mean, you look at both of those teams, they only have four returning starters out of the entire team. And then they had to replace so much. So it was very surprising to me to see them so high in preseason rankings and kind of just like, oh, yeah, they're just going to reload, because that is not guaranteed. Southern Miss is more returning starters than both those teams combined.
Well, I tell you who's always tough just by the nature of their culture is Louisiana. Anytime you play the Raging Cajuns in any kind of sport, you know it's going to be a heavyweight fight. Have you heard from them today? And I would think they're optimistic as always about their season.
Yes, they're on after Will Hall this afternoon, and then I get the chance to speak with Coach Michael after that. So it'll be interesting to hear from them as well. So kind of the more interesting teams so far. Yeah. Texas State was all this morning, but, you know, Arkansas State, Southern Miss, and Louisiana, as you mentioned, all this afternoon. So that'll be really fun to hear from them.
You know, guys, I contend that Southern Miss's biggest rival now that they're in the Sun Belt, I believe it's Louisiana.
See, and I would argue it's South Al. Just from a recruiting standpoint, I think, but they're both great ones, you know, both great ones for sure. And you got DeSormo at Louisiana, former quarterback, Will Hall, former quarterback, right. And neither one of them have a set number one going into this season. So those are two of the biggest questions for both of those teams.
Dima, I got one question for you. What do you think is the hottest seat in coaching in Sun Belt Conference right now?
The hottest
good
seat?
Question.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you could make an argument that it's, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you could make an argument it's Will Hall. Just because of everything coming back.
He probably wouldn't back away from that. No. All right, David, good work. And real quick, we're about out of time, but you did dispel the rumor about Kelly and the turkey sandwich. The buffet people were relieved to see he was not there today. Is that correct?
He didn't leave any food. There wasn't any food for anybody else.
Oh,
so
there wasn't anything for anybody else.
No.
So there was no buffet.
It was Subway for lunch today. Yeah.
Thank you. Snooze, right. You lose.
Good work down there, Dima. Kristen South from Trust Care is next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the road. We're at Laurel at Trust Care on Highway 15 here in the beautiful city of Laurel, my daughter's hometown, born here. I want to thank Dima Mixon, doing a great job for us down in New Orleans, covering the Sun Belt Conference Media Day. Football, of course, just around the corner. We're here for a very good reason today. We're happy to have Kristen South. She's the VP of Clinical Operations for Trust Care on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And thanks, first of all, for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for coming. We're excited.
Growing company. Where all do you have your clinics now?
So we're about to open 3 new clinics in the Jackson metro area. So that will make a total of 14 clinics in all. Yeah. But in the Pine Belt area, we have a clinic location in Laurel and also in Hattiesburg.
Okay. This is where we're seeing medicine go, right? This is replacing, and you described it so great, the traditional old doctor's office where they're open Monday through Friday and close at noon on Friday. This is what's taking that over, correct?
Absolutely. So here at Trust Care, we offer urgent care, primary care. So we see pediatrics all the way up to however old geriatrics. But we also offer primary care and urgent care, because for that mom that works Monday through Friday who can't take off to bring her kid in to be seen for sick or a sports physical or for a drug screen for a new job that she has, we have the convenience to offer Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
That's huge.
It is.
That's what this industry was based on. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I feel like healthcare is evolving, and we all need to evolve with it. And it's not just your typical Monday through Friday anymore.
And, of course, these clinics can always refer a patient to a hospital if that's you examine them and feel like that's where they need to go.
Absolutely. Not only at Trust Care do we offer just your standard physicals, drug screen, but we have stuff to do suturing here. We have equipment to do IVs here. We want to keep that patient from the hospital. We want to keep that patient out of the waiting room to be exposed to good Lord knows what, and to also reduce that bill. If you go to the ER, you know, you're going to have a high dollar bill.
Right.
I thought it was really nice, Bob, how she patted your hand when she was talking about geriatric So that was
that was very nice. That was good.
Yeah. I winked at him. Anyway. Yeah.
Of course, today a lot of the public schools in Mississippi are doing the year-round format, have gone back to school, and school physicals now, you know, kids cannot participate in sports unless they've got the good to go from healthcare professionals. Tell us how TrustCare can help with all of that.
Absolutely. We offer, you can schedule your appointment or walk in 7 days a week, but we offer those sports physicals for only $30. But also, if you've not had your wellness for the year, if you have traditional health insurance, your health insurance will pay for that physical for that patient to be able to come in, be examined, to make sure that you're good to play.
Now, those are for the kids. Now, us older folks, and I'm in there with Bob, we're getting into the season where it's getting ready to our flu shots. So bring us an update there, when people should have their flu shots, et cetera. Start thinking about it.
Absolutely. Actually, we're getting ready to start thinking about the flu season. So we kind of start seeing that more so in September. We will have that in clinics. Also, if you have a business or know of anyone that wants us to come on site to give flu vaccines, we do offer that. They can email us at employers@trustcarehealth.com, and we would love to come on site to make sure that we can keep as much of the flu out of their workplace as possible.
And we're anticipating a rough winter flu this year.
Absolutely. Flu, COVID, and strep are actually an uptick right now with everyone back to school.
So about businesses, there are lots of things that you can do on the business site. So you can, rather than having to come to you, you can go to them.
Absolutely. And a lot of our businesses love that because they would rather their employees to be proactive rather than reactive. So they want us to come on site to do those flu vaccines. We can do wellnesses. We can do an array of things, audiograms, breathalyzers, you name it. We have a ton of things that we offer for business services.
I go back to the convenience of it. And,
absolutely.
And especially if you're raising kids, you don't know when they're going to get sick. And most families are two parents both working.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, years ago, you'd have just been out of luck.
Yeah, but, unless you went to the ER.
Correct. But being open till 8, being open on the weekends, how much traffic do you see during those odd hours?
Well, I'm sure you know, as being a parent, kids typically get sick at night.
Yes, right.
So
yes.
It's usually about bedtime when kids get sick. So us being open till 8, that helps you to be able to come in, bring your kid in, and to go ahead and be seen quicker and get that treatment option.
That's not going to be real popular with kids, though, because they want to be sick so they can get out of school.
I know, That does stink, but we have cool kids' rooms at Laurel in Hattiesburg,
yeah.
So a lot of our kids love to come see us because we have cool animal tables.
Oh.
We have our little gift basket, so they think it's a little treat to come
yep.
see us.
I thought I was pulling a fast one time, Kelly, and when my mother left the bedroom, she put a thermometer in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I put it up against the light bulb.
Uh-huh.
And talk about mine. She goes, I don't believe you have 108 fever.
Yeah, you've been
right.
Dead, I think.
Yeah, try that again.
Anything other than that.
What's been so successful with TrustCare? You're 14, you're expanding. Obviously, you're doing something right.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing is the convenience for it. We offer urgent care, primary care, and pediatric care. That kind of hits all aspects. We have a great relationship where we can refer out, as you mentioned, if it's something that we do not offer. And just being, you know, that go-to place for a patient to come to.
Well, one of the things we really didn't talk about in detail, though, are employee pre-drug screens that you do that here as well.
Absolutely. We offer that to all of our, we have actually a lot of employers in the Laurel and Hattiesburg area that come to us for pre-employment, post-accident drug screens, anything business related.
And I was disappointed, though, Bob, to hear that they also do breathalyzers.
We do.
I'm not a big fan of those.
Well, the Highway Patrol does those for you. So
that's true.
You don't really need to worry about
nice
it.
Of them.
TrustCare began where?
It began in Ridgeland, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And how old is the company now?
It is 11 years old.
11 years old. Okay. So, we just had a phone go off here. But three coming up in Jackson.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the multi-center business. We'll have primary care, urgent care, and pediatric all under one roof. So that's huge.
Okay. So where from there?
I don't know.
Or are you at liberty to discuss it?
Yeah. Just know that we are growing. We'll hopefully be have more clinics in the Pineville area very soon. So we're excited about that as well.
If you could deliver a message to your potential customer base, what would be your elevator pitch?
I would love for our patients to come see us for high quality care. We care about all of our patients, and we would love to treat them.
Yeah. And you see a range of stuff, but let's talk for just a minute. I hate to bring this word up, but people should be aware, and we're talking about medical facilities. COVID's not gone, is it?
He said the C word.
What do you need to look for, and when would you know maybe it's time to come to TrustCare?
So COVID is so different in every patient. I mean, people come in right now, we're seeing a lot of congestion without fever actually with COVID, but the next person may have a skyrocket fever. So I feel like even if you feel like you just have the crud, come see us and let us let you feel better. Mm-hmm. We can give you a steroid pack if you need it, some antibiotics. Just because you don't have COVID, I feel like that society now is like, oh, I don't have COVID, I'm okay. There's still like other things to be sick with.
Sure.
And we would love to get you feeling better.
Kind of give a lay of the land of how much you're seeing. I mean, to what degree, when we say it's back, certainly nothing like what we saw initially, correct?
No. I feel like that the scare is not back. That's why it's a little bit calmer. But right now we're seeing about a 25% increase in positivity rates among all of our clinics.
Is that alarming from a clinical standpoint? Is that an alarming number? Would that be more in line to maybe what you see flu when the winter sets in?
Absolutely. So it's not an alarming number, no, but it did kind of go away at around summer. But when vacation kind of come to a halt and schools have started back, people start spreading germs. And mm-hmm. I think that that's why the rise in the uptick.
And next up, as you pointed out, Kelly, is flu season.
Yeah.
And that's still, Kristen, that's still real important to address.
It is super important. I think that, I mean, you can come in at any of our clinics, walk in without an appointment, come and get your flu vaccine. People need to be mindful of hand washing, cover your mouths when you cough, and just come see us if you feel bad.
Now, it might be coincidence, but about 3 years ago, I started getting a flu shot. In about September, middle of September. And knock on wood, I have not had flu ever. Now, I've heard other people say, yeah, I got a flu shot and I wound up getting the flu. But again, doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to get it. The symptoms would just be.
That's a myth.
A lot. Yeah, that is a complete myth. Your symptoms would be a lot less severe, typically, if you have the flu shot and then you get the flu and it's still bad. Good knows.
Right.
Lord knows how sick you would be.
But you cannot get the flu from a flu vaccine.
Absolutely not.
How did that get started? I've heard a million people say that. It's a vaccine that doesn't have anything that could give you that, correct?
No, you cannot get the flu from a flu vaccine.
Okay. You're going to come back and still talk to us another segment?
Absolutely.
That's encouraging. A lot of people won't do that. We're glad you feel that way.
Yeah, you didn't scare me away yet.
All right. Kristen South is the VP of Clinical Operations for TrustCare. We're proud to be here today. And we're going to be at the TrustCare in Hattiesburg in September.
Absolutely. We're excited.
All right. More from Kristen, right after this. Luke Johnson has resurfaced. Oh, my word. He's next.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. We're at TrustCare in Laurel, Highway 15. Kristen South will be returning on the Eagle Hour here a little later in the show. Appreciate her time, and really, really appreciate the folks here at TrustCare for having us. Well, this guy's kind of familiar to the show. One or two of you that listen to the Eagle Hour may remember, have heard of.
A long time ago.
Luke Johnson.
Galaxy.
First of all, let me say happy anniversary.
Thank you.
18 years, you and beautiful Lauren.
18 years. We went to
Hattiesburg.
Today? Monday.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Monday.
I thought
we fired
her. She's good as always, I hope.
She's great. She's doing good. She's off today.
And the day that she said I do, she was off.
She's the one we really miss since you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, Kelly.
You can understand that, can't you?
I thought you were going to make choo-choo sounds or something as we came on the air.
No, let me just give you the bad news. He hadn't changed a bit.
You're soon.
It's only been a month and a half.
You're soon to be Dr. Luke Johnson.
You just ran a triathlon, right?
I did a sprint triathlon.
Well, I wish you'd have been here and listened to him. Get this. He was whining about having to walk a mile and a half with his daughter in Paris. And he goes, I'm not ever doing this again.
Uphill, Bob.
It
was uphill.
Both ways?
Well, it was uphill both ways.
That's he got
right.
a cab on the way back. But
yeah, so it's people said, you did a triathlon, a sprint triathlon.
So what does that mean?
We were in Bay St. Louis, and so an Olympic triathlon is about a 9/10 of a mile swim or a mile swim. It's usually, I think, like 27-mile bike, and then it's 6 miles. So this is a condensed version of this. This was a half-mile swim, 15-mile bike, and a 5K. And so we did it right there in the bay of Bay St. Louis, biked down the beach boulevard, and then ran down the seawall.
How tired were you when it was over?
My watch told me that I burned 1,800 calories.
Really?
And we stopped in Hattiesburg at the Midtowner, and I ate like a ginormous banana Foster pancake.
And more, you made up for that.
I made up for it. Yeah.
More than the 1,800 calories.
I don't know.
I think I would be afraid to swim in the. And I'm not trying to be morbid, but you, Hurricane Katrina, you don't know what's in the St. Louis.
So we had I had a couple guys from the church that did it with me. And the week before the event, it was Shark Week, you know, on TV. And so he said, you know, the only fatal shark attack in Mississippi history occurred in 1906, and it was in
Bay St. Louis. Wow.
No, we swam out in the bay. It was fun.
Okay. Is it true you swam out there one time and a couple boats tied themselves to you? They thought it was like a big floating buoy?
Well, they thought, again, they were looking for my blowhole, you know.
Call me Ichabod.
Yeah. All right, Lou. Well, good to have you back.
Yeah.
We've had Dima and Kelly yesterday was at Sun Belt Media Days in New Orleans, and the consensus of opinion was that the two Princess teams were App State, Texas State. How do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, I think people last year thought, you know, Sean Clark had a little hot seat last year and at App State, and they thought that when we were up there in Boone, talk was, you know, that his seat may be hot, and so I think they feel like App State underachieved last year. Texas State, on the other hand, I mean, Kenny's doing it right. I mean, you know.
And got the quarterback of the year last year to transfer from the East Division over to the
West. So, yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. The problem is nobody has expectations on Southern Miss except Southern Miss, and rightly
right.
so.
Right.
And that's what's, I think, frustrating is, number one, number one class in the Sun Belt, great transfers, but you still picked sixth.
I was talking with Coach Charles Huff yesterday of Marshall. The Eagles will play Marshall in Hattiesburg this year, one of the two Eastern Division crossovers. And he said for any Southern Miss fan that is not optimistic for whatever reason about this Southern Miss season, he said, you got to keep in mind, you got a brand new offensive coordinator, you got a brand new defensive coordinator, you do have to figure out the quarterback position, but he said the defense is going to be solid. He said, I really think that Southern Miss is getting the short end of the stick in these prognostications. He said, I think they're going to be a lot better. And he said, we at Marshall think we're going to be a lot better than we're getting credit for.
That's the flip side, is that nobody's circling you on the schedule. And so then you show up and you impress when people weren't you know, thinking you could do that. A couple things I was reading about. Southern Miss has not completed more than 60% of its passes since 2020, 52%
wow.
last year.
Wow.
First touchdowns. Opposition somewhere like the 56 touchdown range. Eagles only scored 33 last year. What's wild is time of possession. On average, Eagles are like 33 minutes mm-hmm. to 26 minutes. So what that tells you is last year specifically, there weren't very many the defense was giving up a lot of short drives, you know, or quick scores, and the offense, you know, just couldn't respond back. So, again, when I was always on, you know, the show, we always look at these sneaky stats. It's going to be passing completion this year. But to your point, I think the Golden Eagles defensively – have upgraded the defensive coordinator position, so you feel like there's going to be more of an Austin Armstrong type. Big Nell will do his own thing. But this is the best offensive coordinator as far as track record that the Golden Eagles have had in a long time, as far as where he's been and what systems he's been a part of.
And this is a move he had to make, Luke. Will Hall mm-hmm. had to make a change at offensive coordinator, regardless of what happens this year. He had to do this.
But he did. And what you saw is, from the App State game on, the Eagles played better holistically. And so it's just weird, though. I think Will has, to his credit, has been ahead of the curve with not just NIL, not just with portal stuff, but – when I say ahead of the curve, back to App State, him saying, if this thing's going to turn and we're not going to take a step back like they did last year, he's just going to have to think about it differently. And that's where he's been, become more of a general manager than he has, you know, a coach in a lot of ways.
And Bob, yesterday, and I didn't get to mention this on our report yesterday, in covering App State, one of the players they were raving about was Billy Wiles. Billy Wiles. And, of course, I was kind of shaking my head a little bit, and they were going, yeah, Billy Wiles, we got him from Southern Miss, and Billy Wiles this and Billy Wiles that. But you go back and look at the game that Billy Wiles had against
that. That was the best game he had.
By far. You know, so I just wonder if it was just a matter of systems or
– But if you remember in that game, Southern Miss, for really one of the first times all year, they started taking vertical shots mm-hmm. in that offense.
Would you agree, and we talked about this yesterday, new coordinators, that's all good, proven track records, you got to be better on the offensive line,
mm-hmm.
and you got to find somebody that can stand there and throw the ball down the field and complete passes.
So Will would say it, everybody would say it, this is make or break year, this is it. But this is a micro reason why it's a make or break year. His first recruiting class, these dudes are redshirt sophomores and juniors now. So you remember, we've been saying, okay, it's been the same offensive line for a couple years. These are Hall dudes this year. These guys up front, they were recruited as freshmen. A lot of them were going to be a part of that 2020 class. Of course, they pulled the kid from Eastern Michigan. They got the kid from Florida State. There's going to be kids that play on the offensive line this year that are the offensive linemen that they were banking on to build this program behind.
And when you talk about quarterback, Bob, one of the guys I talked to yesterday was James Madison, new head coach Bob Chesney, who came down from Holy Cross. And I said, who do you think is going to win? Look, because they know about each other's personnel. They're not. I said, who do you think Coach Chesney is going to win that quarterbacking job at Southern Miss? He said, I don't think anybody's going to win it. He said, I think right now I would be surprised if Will Hall doesn't use both quarterbacks.
Talking about Rodemaker and Crawford?
Both of them. Yeah. But has any team really been successful long term going with a dual
quarterback
system?
Somebody did it last year. Who was it? I'll have to look it up during the break. Y'all can tell the audience that. But there was somebody that actually went with. So I don't think you can. There's no way you can do a 50-50 deal. But if Rodemaker's going to be your guy, you still have to show Ethan Crawford, because
he can run.
He's a difference maker.
Yeah.
And people have to scheme against it. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it may be a perfect world for 90% of teams. That's your guy. Get behind him. But if you make a defense scheme for more than one person specifically, you know, it helps.
You know, we brought this up recently. Up until Nick Mullins left, last really successful quarterback, this was kind of like quarterback you. When you go back to Austin Davis and you go back further and further to Lee Roberts, and there was just one good quarterback after another. Why so much trouble now in finding one?
I mean, it's been injuries is what it's been. I mean, that's really what it's been since Will's been there. And it's been a rotating door. But, I mean, what year was it? It's first or second year we played 11 guys at the quarterback position?
Yeah, that was first year.
First year, yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. And so what happens is when there's injuries and there's inconsistency and there's a question mark and you couple that with portal, I mean, guess what? It's going to be a revolving door.
Yeah. So you'd expect that Ethan Crawford would be in running situations. You know, he would be the better
scrambler.
I think
he can spin it, too.
Oh, he can, for sure. But I think Rodemaker, they think, is with the experience, you know, at Florida State, you know, running that offense, you know, last year.
The deal
year,
with so. Tate is, Tate's going to have to, and Tate, you know, this was the thing about him in the spring. He's going to have to show that he's got command of the playbook. That was where he was behind in spring. And so the thing is, you know, with workouts and going into fall, he's got to be a master of the playbook. Any quarterback does. But Crawford, maybe not just with that playbook, but with the programs, had a little step ahead.
And their first official practice, Bob Getty, 1 week from today.
Is that right? The Don't Eagles. Forget, Luke will be our football analyst all fall. He'll be joining us every week to break down what happened, to preview what's going to happen.
Are we going to have to call him Dr. Luke Johnson?
No.
Not this fall. At least.
Not this fall.
Not this fall.
Okay.
You know how hard.
Good seeing you guys.
You know how hard that's going to be for us?
You don't have to.
Dr. Luke Johnson.
Good seeing you, brother. Yeah. Luke Johnson, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Eye. We'll be back. Kristen South going to wrap up this show next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Eagle Hour on the road at Trust Care in Laurel, Mississippi. Of course, want to thank Dima Mixon for reporting for us down in New Orleans. And always good to see our brother Luke Johnson here. And like I said, Luke will be with us all fall as one of our football analysts. And, of course, we'll always welcome Luke to the Eagle Hour. Kristen South rejoins us, VP of Clinical Operations for Trust Care. And, again, thanks for having us, first of all.
Absolutely. This has been so much fun.
Our first segment, we talked about preschool prevention, that sort of thing. But now let's take it to the next step.
Yeah.
You're hurt.
Yes.
You fall out of a tree. My little granddaughter is leaving today after her summer visits. A gymnast fell off the horizontal bar. Broke her ankle.
Oh, wow.
They take her to a clinic. This is in Florida, but similar to yours. You're here for that kind of medical care.
Absolutely. So not only can you be seen for preventative care and prevention, but say you get hurt on that football field. Football season's coming up, or you get dehydrated. Come to us. We have digital x-ray, which is amazing. So we have that film right in front of us, so we're able to see the break right then. Able to refer you out if needed, but we are definitely able to take care of you and keep you out of the ER and having to go pay those expensive bills.
Now, what does digital x-ray mean?
So it has a lot lower radiation. Do you remember the old school where you have the film
and
you have
the lead vest and all that?
Well, so we still have the lead vest to keep the patient safe, but
sure.
These just exhibit a lot less radiation.
Is it a deal where it's a faster turnaround on your results?
It is. It is. So everything is literally like you take your iPhone, take a picture, you can see whatever you x-ray, you can see it on your computer screen there. That goes to a radiologist for an overread, but our providers are able to look at it and see if it's an actual break, if we need to splint it or whatever, and then that comes back to
us. Can you treat that here?
Absolutely.
If it's a broken bone?
Absolutely. So typically, if you would go to just your normal ortho group, sometimes it might be a week or two before you can get in because typically they stay booked up. So come to us, let us splint it, and let us refer you. And we have such good relationships with all of the bigger organizations. We can get you in a few days,
yeah,
if it's requirement.
And here's one of the important things, too. You got high school football, which is king in the South, right?
Yes.
About another month away before the high schoolers are going to hit the field. Well, a lot of this, we hope that none of them get hurt. But by the nature of the game, there are going to be bumps, bruises, scrapes, whatever. But those are going to happen late Friday night.
Yep.
So normally you'd have to wait till Monday. Not now.
Nope. You can come see us bright and early on Saturday morning, Sunday, 8 a.m.
Yeah. That's so. We go back to the convenience again,
right?
But
yeah.
But that's the heart of all quality care.
Quality care.
But convenient quality care.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you don't have to sit for 4.5 hours in the emergency room waiting room.
Absolutely. Amen. We get you in and get you out because we know that you do not want to have to wait when you already don't feel
and
good.
And then you don't have to go get a second mortgage on your house to pay the emergency
exactly
room
right.
bill.
You're exactly right.
why aren't more, and I guess I'm asking a hypothetical because you don't speak for other companies, or whatever, but why don't... Why hasn't this happened before? Why have you guys kind of ahead of the curve in this when it comes to delivering health care?
Well, I like to think that TrustCare is always going to be ahead of the game. We are state-of-the-art technology from checking in. You can do that digitally through your phone. You can schedule an appointment online in Hattiesburg and Laurel to come see us, check in from your car or from your home before you even get here, pay your bill on your phone. We love to stay ahead of the game, so I like to speak for TrustCare to say that we're ahead of it because that's who we are. We want to stay ahead.
I don't think this is important. You may have answered this earlier. You can make referrals.
Absolutely.
So if a child comes in and you splint their leg, but you think they need maybe to see an orthopedic specialist, you can handle all that for the family?
We sure can. We can refer out to whom we think that it needs to go to, or if that person has someone in mind that they already have seen before or have a relationship with, we would be glad to do that as well.
And when will flu shots, this is kind of going, but when will they – when should we start circling the calendar?
September.
Okay.
September, so right around the corner.
All right, September 1st?
Usually it's around September 15th. Okay. We're kind of at the mercy until when they ship those to us, but technically September 15th is what we like to say.
And what's interesting, too, is that the flu shot differs every year.
Every
right?
year. It's based on last year's strains.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you got one last year, it's going to be completely...
Completely different. Completely different.
All right, about a minute or so left. I want to talk about you for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, you were an emergency room nurse.
I was. I was an emergency room nurse for 5 years.
At St. Dominic's Hospital in Jackson.
Yes, absolutely.
So is there anything you haven't seen in your career?
I'm sure that there's stuff that I have not seen, but I have seen a lot.
Yeah, that's an incredibly stressful way to make a living. Am I right?
It is very stressful, but also very rewarding.
Yeah. You miss it?
I do miss it, but I love what I do. I love TrustCare.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I understand that. And your husband's in the medical field.
He does. He's an EMS worker, so we both love medicine and modernized medicine.
Well, good. Well, good. I have great admiration for you nurses.
Thank you.
Off the air. Y'all are just the hardest. You're so compassionate. I think it's a call. Isn't it a calling?
It is a calling.
It has to be a calling.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kelly?
One of the things they haven't seen is a Sun Belt Championship for Southern Miss, and this is the year.
To the top.
There you go.
To the top.
It's going to take a lot of mess.
Now, Bob, come on now.
No.
Hey, Kristen, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Join us when we're in Hattiesburg, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Kristen South, TrustCare, VP of Clinical Operations, TrustCare here on Highway 15 in Laurel. Beautiful facilities.
Absolutely.
Great place to bring your family.
How about September 11th? Come join us.
Absolutely.
In Hattiesburg. September 11th.
Yes.
That wraps us up for Laurel. We'll be back on the air in the studio tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.